was just reading something during the commercial break from Chris Perkins at the Sun Sentinel. I thought it was interesting. The headline interested me, so I was trying to read it quickly because he says, Chris Perkins says, the Dolphins' Zach Sealer deserves an extension for who he is, not what he is. And I, as I peruse it, Dolphins defensive tackle Zach Sealer doesn't deserve a raise just because he's a high-quality football player who has back-to-back 10-sack seasons and was voted team MVP last season. Sealer doesn't deserve a raise just because he's a high-quality guy. Make no mistake, he's both of those, and they're both part of the reason the Dolphins should extend his contract. But to me, Sealer, who turns 30 on September 7th, deserves a raise because he also embodies everything this franchise wants, this team wants, this community wants. On a team searching for culture change, Sealer exemplifies the mountaintop. On a team that's been accused of financially disrespecting players searching for a new contract, Sealer could represent a break from that narrative. In short, this isn't about money, this is about respect. Sealer is a hard worker, a self-made guy who came up from the NFL ashes. You know his story. He's a 2018 seventh-round pick by Baltimore, who was a walk-on at Division II Ferris State in Michigan. After being cut by the Ravens in December 2019, he was signed by the Dolphins. He and his wife drove to South Florida in an RV that doubled as their home. Since then, he's worked his way into the starting lineup and become one of the NFL's most productive interior defensive linemen over the last 2 years. He's been more productive than fellow defensive tackle Christian Wilkins, a good friend, ex-Dolphins teammate, and former first-round pick, who's now with Vegas on a four-year, $110 million contract. You've got to respect Sealer's journey, his perspective, and his selflessness. We have more than we ever imagined, Sealer said Thursday. I'm beyond blessed for these last 7 years alone. My wife and I love how our life has turned out. It's been just awesome. Now I do feel that respect coming, and I think I've earned it, and I know I've earned it. And he goes on to speak today, and Chris Perkins writes, that quote is one of the big reasons I favor giving Sealer a contract extension. Sealer has certainly been respected by the Dolphins in many ways. They gave him a three-year, $30 million contract extension in 2023, but he deserves more respect. Don't get it twisted. This isn't an attempt to canonize Sealer or make him into some larger-than-life being. He's human. He has faults as everyone else. This is intended to say Sealer's impact and influence goes beyond the field, the locker room, and meeting rooms, and delves into the realm of setting a good example, which this team needs. For example, one of the things Sealer mentioned a few times Thursday was he's here because this is a critical time for team building and setting a tone that lasts throughout the season. He feels it's more important to be here and be an essential part of that tone setting rather than sitting out worried about money. Oh, and here's something else. Sealer could have opted for a hold in, a technique some players utilize when they want more money, instead of a holdout during which a player doesn't report to training camp and subjects himself to fines and risks being a distraction to the team. A hold in entails showing up and participating in some drills, but not all drills. Players usually sit out the 11-on-11s when injury risk is the highest. Chris Perkins continues, the Dolphins will likely put on pads next week or in early August. That's when Sealer's injury risk increases. He declined to say today whether he'd utilize hold-in techniques when the pads come on, which Wilkins did in 2023. We're not there yet. I'm not going to speculate. But right now, I'm out there with the guys. I'm going to keep being out there with the guys, and we're going to keep growing as a unit. In other words, Sealer is choosing to put the team's needs ahead of his own needs. He's always operated in such an unselfish fashion. That's another reason he deserves a contract extension.
First off, him doing media availability and portraying this is genius for his contract negotiations. Because now the world,
I mean,
seems...
just got a great column from Chris Perkins. I mean, because you do that, you give to the media that kind of access and tell them what you're actually feeling. And if it resonates, which it obviously did with Chris Perkins, I mean, that does him, that does Zach Sealer a whole hell of a lot of good.
Yeah, so that was genius on his side. I think he's with I think he's with Drew.
Whoever is he with
Drew? I believe so. But whoever his agent is, that was genius. He's with Drew, right? Yeah, and Drew knows what he's doing. No. Don't act mad. Go talk to him and just say you want a new contract, but you love to be here. You love to set the tone, be here for your teammates. So I do think he's a genuine guy, but that was a genius move business-wise. And, you know, I'm always on to just do your damn job. Be a good football player. He is a good football player. But there is something to the locker room, as we've seen, the lack of leadership and all that stuff, that that change of culture. Look, who is it? These are all going to be great players. Buffalo, that's who keeps winning the AFCs. Josh Allen, Deion Dawkins, Tre'Davious White when he was there. Like, they were the team. They had that tough mentality. The Eagles, Jalen Hurts and Lane Johnson, and when Jason Kelce was there, you knew what they were about. Talking about, like, finding an identity, I can go through all the top teams. The Ravens, we're going to run the ball. Yeah, so we have Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson here, and we have a bunch of badass defenders. This is what we do. We're trying to find an identity. You need some guys to find an identity around. The track meet thing was cute until the track meet thing stopped working. So Tua, Tyreek, Waddle, we're going to be doing A-Chan, the fastest team in the league, but we're not winning any playoff games. So I think they do need something solid on the defensive side of the ball. Because I told y'all the other day, I can't name their linebackers right now.
They have to pay him just based on this. You talk about identity. When you think back to the 2023 team, we're all in agreement, right? Since the rebuild started in whatever, 2018, 2019, the best team the Dolphins have had was in 2023. When you think back to that team, nobody's here anymore outside of Waddle, Tyreek Hill, and Tua. Like, just think about the leaders of the team, right? Like, the guys who, when you think of that team, when you think of the Dolphins, were like the lifeline, the heart of that team. Everybody's gone. Tron Armstead is gone. Robert Hunt is gone. Christian Wilkins, Raekwon Davis, Andrew Van Ginkle, Jerome Baker, David Long, Xavier Howard, Jalen Ramsey, Javon Holland. They're all gone. And the only person who remains, who you look at and you say, that's our guy, Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Waddle, Tyreek, but that's kind of murky right now, and Zach Sealer. That's it. When you say, that's our guy. The Ravens gave up on him. We brought him here, and he became an NFL starter, that caliber of player. He made himself known. And now you let all those guys walk, or you cut them, or you traded them. You can't do the same
because of prohibitive contracts.
Right. Yeah. You can't do the same with everybody. Like, at a certain point, you have to pay somebody.
But do they have enough money to pay him what he wants? I don't know if he's tilting at windmills. Like, I don't know if they have it.
To give him a big contract. And to your point, the names that should have been on that list are Jalen Phillips. But I think due to injury, you don't put him on that list because he's not out there enough. He's the hell of a – he might be our best defensive player. Bradley Chubb injured. Chop Robinson too young. He hasn't done enough to be that. Like you're saying, those staples. Like, when I think about defensive staples, you're talking about Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor and guys like that. We don't have those guys right now. Where they're the Dolphins, they're going to be here. That's the defense, and we're going to put eight guys around them.
I wonder, too, if Stephen Ross and, you know, Chris Greer, even though I think he'd be part of it, are saying, hey, let's not do anything out of control with any of these guys, because if it goes south this year, we are blowing this thing up.
That has to be a conversation.
Has to be.
For sure.
And maybe it's not necessarily a conversation with Chris Greer because he'd be part of the implosion, but that could be Stephen Ross's thought process when it comes to Jonnu Smith and Zach Sealer or whatever. Just like, hey, I gotta see at least 7 games this season because I am going to blow this thing to smithereens if they're 2-5 after 7 games.
No, we talked about it. If like you're saying, if they're 7-10 and don't make the playoffs, I think they have to blow it up. But what if they are 9-8, get a wild card, and lose to a Ravens or somebody like that? Is that blow it up? Because you're still sitting right at 500.
It's not for me, because you know I didn't feel like blowing it up after this season. So, you know, like if they're in the playoffs, if they're in the postseason, to me, you're closer to being a Super Bowl team than you are starting from scratch.
The place that will be uncomfortable for me with that conversation, the Bills are going to go 12-5 or something better. What if they go 10-7? They don't win the division because the Bills are just very, very good. Now you go to the playoffs and you still don't win a playoff game. But you were 10-7. Like, yeah, that's where I would sit on that fence.
I'm pretty much good enough with that.
But it's so terrible. Patriots for years. The Patriots were going to win the AFC East, and the Dolphins were trying to get a wild card. Soon as Tom Brady's ragged ass went to Tampa, now this Josh Allen comes and starts winning the AFC East. Like, we can't win for losing.
But I agree with, hey, like, sometimes you just chalk it up to that, right? Like Tom Brady. But you can't go 7 years with this guy, with the same person leading your organization, and the results are status quo, status quo, status quo, when you're 25 years into your organization not winning a playoff game, and not just say, well, we got to try something different, because clearly, like, this just isn't going anywhere. So if the Dolphins go 10-7 and they don't win a playoff game, you, like, if you're Steven Ross and you say, well, Josh Allen is Josh Allen, and at the very least, we had a winning season and we looked better. You got to be crazy to just say, we'll try that again.
Start it all over? If you were 10-7,
yes,
and made the postseason even as a wild card team, you would say, you know what? I wanted to win the Super Bowl. We didn't. We got to start over.
But Hawk, to answer that question, you have to look at your, you know, your comrades. You look around the league. The Lions were garbage. Dan Campbell's gets there, and they're going to the NFC Championship every single year. The damn Commanders, they draft Jaden Daniels, bring in Dan Quinn, and now they're going to NFC Championship games.
Bro, the Eagles won a Super Bowl in 2018, then did a whole regime change 2 years later, then were back in the Super Bowl, lost, then rebuilt their franchise, and we're back in the Super Bowl again. Three Super Bowl appearances in the same time frame that Chris Greer took over, single-handedly had the reins of this franchise, and has made two playoff appearances, yet to win a playoff game, and nothing to show for it. So I understand what Hawk is saying. You go 10-7, and you're going to say,
it's cutting off your blow nose it up. To spite your face. Like,
right, yeah, but yeah. But Hawk, you would agree, you have to look at a sample size also and say, seven seasons where you're not closer to the ultimate goal.
I get it, spinning your wheel. But you are closer if you're 10-7.
But if you're
getting to that Super, but you take yourself further away if you blow it all up and
try something new. Try something new.
The Texans are going to divisional games.
Commanders,
the Commanders go to the conference championship after 2 years of Dan Quinn.
I'm not arguing that there's been no results, because that's inarguable. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you do happen to go 10-7 and you're in the playoffs, what a weird time to go, "Ah, we gave it a shot this season, didn't win the Super Bowl. Let's start over. Fans, sorry about it, but we'll talk to you in 2029 when we think we have this thing together." Like, I just don't see any organization. I see an organization who's had recent success doing that.
Yeah.
But it's been 25 years since a playoff win, something like that. Like,
yeah,
you can't start over if you feel like you're getting closer. Hard Rock bet app, they do like a rewards drop on Thursdays. So if you do have the Hard Rock bet app, log into your account now and then go to like rewards or notifications, and it says reward drop, and you hit it there and they'll put some stuff in your account. I just got a no sweat $50 MLB bet and stuff. Just giving you a little heads up. One of the texters was nice enough to remind me that the Hard Rock bet app drop just started. I got a no sweat bet on golf up to $50. No sweat bet on MLB up to $50. Bet $200, get a $20 bonus bet.
So, Hawk, and this is to this conversation. Mike McCarthy in Dallas. 21-12-5. 22-12-5. 23-12-5. Lost in a wild card, lost division, lost in a wild card. They fired him.
Yes.
Their standards are higher than our standards.
I'm not suggesting that you could go 10-7, make a wild card game and not win a playoff game, and that it would be unheard of to fire the coach. I'm not suggesting that. I'm talking about, hey, get rid of Zach Sealer, get rid of Tua, Like, I'm talking about blowing it up roster-wise.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you could keep Zach Sealer. I don't think he's the type of guy that you would move on.
Why would you have a giant contract with someone? He wants a giant contract. Why would you have a giant contract with someone that you know you're not going to win anything in the next 2-3 seasons as you rebuild?
But Zach Sealer isn't Christian Wilkins. He's not somebody who's going to say, I want 5 years, $200 million, whatever. Well, it wouldn't be 200. Well, because he's not. Like, he's not comparable to Christian Wilkins, who was drafted by a team in the first round and
he's got better numbers.
He's not. He also can't be the 30th highest paid interior D lineman in the NFL, which is what he is right now. So I think you can work with a guy like Zach Sealer, who's been through it all in the NFL. Somebody who's literally cut by a roster, found a spot in Miami, has become a cornerstone player in this franchise. You could work with him and say, hey, we'll make you the 12th highest paid interior D lineman in the NFL, and we'll pay you a bunch of money up front right now so that, you know, we're not paying you 5 years.
The money to pay a bunch of money up front.
They've got the money.
Well, we'll talk about Omar Kelly about it this hour.
I'll tell you, it's not Zach Sealer. You cannot have Waddle and Tyreek both making $30 million a year. That's the way you had to sacrifice. You can't have Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips now, who has to get paid. You can't keep $30 million guys like that. It's not that easy.